This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Germai Abraham, Israel Dree. He is a respiratory care practitioner and registered respiratory therapist, and is a member of First Lutheran Church in Redlands, California. He says, "Growing up, I was one of nine children born in the village of Takita, Eritrea, which was then in the northern part of Ethiopia. I was helping my parents with everything I could do at that age, tending to sheep and goats, fetching water from the running river, fetching firewood, and so on. Plus, of course, I was going to school, too. I enjoyed my experience working in the Malaria Eradication Training Center in Nazareth, Ethiopia, training to become a lab technician while finishing high school. In October of 1969, I was assigned to the Bahir Dar Gojam province as a malaria supervisor and stayed there until September 1974, finishing high school by night in 1971. The Ethiopian Civil War, fought between Ethiopian military junta and Ethiopian Eritrean anti-government rebels, began in 1974. In June of 1976, the junta socialist leader declared, quote, "We need to eliminate those who are living among us," then started arresting, killing, and torturing Eritreans. At this time, I escaped Ethiopia by night, forced to flee, leaving my family behind, and traveled five nights to reach Eritrea. After I reached Eritrea, the security leader of that area assigned me to work in the clinic provided for civilians. In February of 81, I was switched to military services, and I stayed there until I left the field and fled again by night to Sudan, where in April of 81, I was employed by the Sudan Council of Churches Eastern Sudan Relief Program to work among Eritrean refugees in camps that had around 80,000 people. I applied to get out of Sudan whenever I could get the opportunity at a UN High Commissioner for Refugees office in Sudan. In November of 83, I left for the U.S. and arrived in St. Louis without a green card. After I arrived, an Ethiopian man met me and took me to church with him, and the church was Lutheran. I liked it. There were other Ethiopians, too. There were Bible study programs every Sunday. I joined and continued with them for 5 months. After my Ethiopian friend advised me to become a member, I asked the pastor to help me to become one, and a month later, I became a Lutheran. When I came to Redlands, California, I was a Lutheran member already, and on April 14, 1984, I went with my friend to First Lutheran Church in Redlands. When we walked through the church doors, we found Pastor Frank Gearhart, and he asked us about our situation and if we had families, and I said, "I have a family, but they're in Ethiopia." Pastor Gearhart said, "Abraham, we're going to help you bring your family here." Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and Pastor Gearhart began work on my family's behalf, and after 6 months, we had an approval from the immigration office. But unfortunately, the government of Ethiopia didn't allow them to leave the country. And instead, after 2 years, my family did make the journey to Sudan. When I think about being reunited with my wife and children after 10 years, I wish I had a special language to express my heart's feeling at that moment. It was very hard to explain and hard to believe how I felt. My eyes were filled with tears, and none of my children remembered me. I'm a Lutheran because I was an Orthodox Christian before. When I first encountered the Lutheran Church, I found no difference with it and the Orthodox Church. So, because I didn't want to go back, I chose to be a Lutheran.